Kadren during that last team series. Had a nice little touchdown pass there. Can you kind of break it down? Just tell us how it all came to fruition.
I got the play. I just ran my route. And Matt threw a perfect ball. You know, I just caught it in stride.
You guys seem to have a nice chemistry today. Matt overall had a real nice chemistry team, like with all the receivers. How much have you seen him progress throughout the spring and here early on in camp?
I think all the quarterbacks have progressed a lot. The chemistry that we have, you know, that's something that you're going to need in this league. The timing in our routes, you know, is going to be big, you know. So before we get out our breaks, you know, the ball is there. So that lets us know, you know, that they expect us to be at a certain place. So, you know, we just got to do our job and get there, run the right route. You know, we know the ball is going
to
be there.
How long does it take to get that timing, to get that chemistry? Because it seems like, you know, new quarterbacks, your new receiver, everyone's trying to get adjusted to the scheme. That takes some time to develop that timing and chemistry.
With them being pros, you know, they adjusted real quick. You know, after the first couple of days, you know, that the rookies got out here, you can start seeing the chemistry, you know, starting to build. You know, like I said, with Nick being a pro, you know, he can dissect things, okay? He runs it. You know, he knows that each receiver runs a route differently, so he can be a little quicker with one. You know, he might have to be a split second late with another. So I think just them watching us run our routes, you know, they were able to, you know, break down how they're going to be able to deliver the ball to us.
How important is it that you take advantage of the reps? Now, I know you guys get a lot of reps because you guys go through so many plays, but to be able to make a big play like that, especially in a team drill, how big is that for you as you're trying to make your claim here for a roster spot?
It's real big. You know, I don't get a lot of reps, so, the reps that I do get, you know, just make the most of them. So anytime my number's called, you know, I'm just out there trying to make a play, you know, to let the coach know, you know, I'm out here, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do.
As someone at LSU played behind some good receivers, does that help you as you transition to the NFL to say, hey, I don't need a lot of volume, that I'll make the most of my opportunities?
Yeah, you know, that was the situation for me, you know, my last year, you know, behind two good receivers, you know, who went early in the draft. So one thing that I was always taught, you know, when your number's called, just be ready to make a play. So I just brought that same mentality over. You know, if I get five reps, you know, I'm trying to make the most of those five reps. So, but one thing about here, you know, you're going to get a lot of reps. So with those reps, you know, I just make sure I do what I'm supposed to do. Even if it's not catching the ball, you know, just make sure I'm supposed to be where I'm supposed to be, make sure I'm on my block, you know, just focusing on little things.